Last week, the Bering Straits and Sitnasauk Native Corporations celebrated the arrival of commercial wind energy to Nome as they cut the ribbon on their new Banner Wind Farm. KNOM's John Francis has more.
At a public reception Thursday, BSNC President and CEO Tim Tawarik noted the wind farm could change the state's outlook on Bush Alaska and open new doors.
Rural Alaska always is made to feel like that they're a burden on the state of Alaska. Now that we've got an opportunity out here for the state to invest capital into help reducing the cost of energy, I'd like to challenge the state of Alaska to put more funds into rural Alaska like Bering Straits Native Corporation and Sitnasauk Native Corporation did.
Sitnasauk Vice President Neil Foster talked about why they got on board with the project.
Our involvement over at Sitnasauk has largely come because of the philosophy that Bering Straits has and the philosophy that Tim Tawarik has, and that is in wanting to reach out as the regional Native corporation, reach out to the villages and establish a working relationship with the villages, and that's something that was really appreciated, and our joint venture has been just a great venture.
Western Community Energy's Brian Jackson gave a presentation on the 18-turbine farm from conception to completion to more than 100 people attending. Jackson said there are a number of incentives which are not limited to only cheaper energy.
What we see out of Banner, the key benefits is we expect to offset up to 200,000 gallons of diesel fuel a year with this project, with the energy that it contributes to the grid. Saving that fuel, you know, obviously a wonderful benefit. But the other benefits, it's not just the fuel savings, it's a tremendous amount of local jobs during the construction, the operations, the administration. We've got a long-term revenue stream. These turbines are designed for a 30-year life. We can rebuild them, we can change them, we can upgrade them over the time.
Jackson also said the ceremony acknowledges more than just Nome's wind farm.
What we're celebrating here with our dedication is this incredible beginning. Our real heart's desire is to get out to the villages and the smaller communities where we feel like we can make a very big difference in those people's lives. We really firmly believe that if we didn't start with this project, we couldn't see a way that we could actually go to the villages and do that.
With 65 kilowatts generated by each of the 18 wind turbines, Nome's joint utility has already seen the demand on their diesel-powered generators drop since December. In Nome, I'm John Francis.